All right, everybody, welcome back. We are jumping into another deep dive. And today we're tackling a topic that I think a lot of people are going to find really interesting.
Yeah, should be a good one.
Yeah, this is all about maxed out credit cards.
Ooh.
And how they can really make or break your credit score.
Yeah.
We're going to be pulling a lot of great insights from the Rental Karma Learning Center. So if you're looking to really level up your credit score knowledge, this is the place to be.
This is like your cheat sheet.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things I've always been curious about is this idea that even a credit card with a small limit can really tank your score if it's maxed out. Is that really true?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
And that's something that a lot of people don't realize. You know, when we say maxed out, we're talking about using more than 90% of your available credit.
Okay.
So even if you've got like a $300 limit card and you're carrying a balance of, say, like $270.
Oh, wow.
You're already in that danger zone.
So it's not just about the dollar amount, it's the percentage.
Exactly.
That's really interesting. But why is that?
Well, think about it from a lender's perspective, right?
Okay.
When you're constantly using up most of your credit, it kind of sends up a red flag.
Hmm.
It makes them wonder if you're living beyond your means, if you're struggling to manage your debt.
Right.
And ultimately, if you're going to be able to pay them back on time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it boils down to risk.
Risk. Okay.
They see high utilization as a risky sign.
Gotcha. So how badly can maxing out a card really hurt your credit score? I mean, are we talking like a few points or?
Oh, no, no, no. We're talking a significant drop.
Oh, really?
We're talking potentially 80 points or more.
80 points.
Just from maxing out a single card.
Wow. Okay. That's a huge hit.
It is.
But what about recovery?
Hmm.
If you manage to pay down that balance, does your score bounce back?
Absolutely. The good news is this isn't a life sentence for your credit score.
Okay, okay.
As soon as you start chipping away at that balance, your score starts to recover.
Okay.
And it can actually happen pretty quickly.
Oh, that's a relief.
Yeah.
So let's say someone's listening and they're like, oh, shoot, I've maxed out a card. What's the best way to start bouncing back from that penalty?
Well, there are a couple of strategies.
Okay.
The most straightforward one is to aim for a zero balance and set up auto pay.
Right.
That way, you're never even in danger of going over that 90% mark.
You just take it off the table completely.
Exactly. Now, of course, we know that paying off a credit card in full isn't always feasible.
Yeah, especially if it's a larger balance.
Right. So in those cases, even making some strategic payments can make a big difference.
Okay, so what do you mean by strategic payments?
Well, let's go back to that example of the $300 limit card with a $290 balance.
Okay.
If you could even just pay $150, that would bring your utilization down to 50%.
Okay.
And you could potentially recover about 75% of the points you lost.
Wow. That's pretty significant for one payment.
It is. And, you know, of course, everyone's situation is unique.
Right.
Managing larger balances might require a more personalized approach.
Yeah, for sure. So if someone's feeling a little overwhelmed, they could always reach out to Rental Karma, right?
Absolutely. A one-on-one session with a Rental Karma mentor can be so helpful in those situations.
Awesome. Now let's talk about what happens when you have multiple cards maxed out.
Oh.
Because I'm guessing the penalty doesn't just stay the same, does it?
Unfortunately, maxing out multiple cards really compounds the damage to your score.
Yeah,
it's like a double whammy.
Okay, so that means it's actually better to have one card with a higher limit than several smaller cards, even if the total debt is the same.
That's right. It seems counterintuitive.
Three videos.
It all comes back to that 90% rule.
That 90% threshold.
Exactly. And to really visualize this, we've included a graph in the show notes.
Oh, yeah.
That shows the relationship between credit utilization and your credit score.
Okay.
And you can see just how steep the drop-off is once you go over that 90% mark.
It's a pretty stark reminder.
It is.
How much those high utilization rates can really impact your scores.
For sure.
So the big takeaway here is avoiding maxed out cards is crucial.
Absolutely.
If you want to maintain a healthy credit score.
It's one of those things that seems small, but it can have a huge impact.
It really can. So as we wrap up here, I want you to think about this. How can understanding this maxed out penalty change the way you use credit cards and plan your finances?
That's a great question.
It might be time to take a closer look at your habits.
Yeah.
See if there are any adjustments you can make.
And don't forget, Rental Karma is a fantastic resource for anyone who wants personalized guidance on this.
They really are.
Yeah.
So check them out. And until next time, happy credit scoring.
See ya.
Bye.